Digital 410 Productions proudly presents the What's in Your Head podcast.
Digitized live from
your company name here.
Studios in Cape Coral, Florida. It's the What's in Your Head podcast.
What's up? What's up, OG5? I love starting a podcast when these fools aren't ready. It keeps them on their toes. How y'all doing, fellas? It's a Friday because this episode of the What's in Your Head podcast is delayed episode of the What's in Your Head podcast brought to you by our friends at Quantum Internet, because once again, my internet goes out. It's out for 24 hours because that's the Quantum Standard Operating Procedure. Now, to be fair, my internet went out around 1 o'clock. I got the normal text message at 4:30 saying, hey, your shit will be up to tomorrow at 2:30, because as we've previously hypothesized that the fine people at Quantum won't let their residential techs work after hours because fuck you, Andrew, overtime. But to be fair, I think the Magic Night Trolls fixed it, because it came back online at 12:30 in the morning. Because I was still up. Nitro, man. You remember that?
Are we obligated to say that Quantum Fiber is our friend?
No. Well, to be fair, once again, when it works, it works. But I'm starting to stitch my TikTok video so that I can see how often it last time it went out was March 10th. Mm-hmm. And then so this was April 2nd. I know it went out for 7 days in February. And I know it went out in December. So I couldn't scroll. See, in the Quantum app, it has the envelope with messages, but it won't let me scroll back further than December. So now I'm just going to keep stitching the same video so we can see how often it goes out and how many times they say 24-hour uptime. So the good news is...
Good news?
Before the last time it went out, so before, I got a wild hair at my ass, and I went on Amazon and I bought a $23 DVD player. The only hiccup in that plan is I forgot that I have a handful of Blu-rays.
Yeah.
And they don't play Blu-rays. But I haven't gotten to that point yet.
But you have an Xbox.
Carrie's new Xbox does have Blu-ray. Good thing you pointed that out. But now to be nice to Xbox, we haven't watched a DVD on her new Xbox yet. And so I don't know if it requires you to have internet every time, or if they just make you download a DVD playing software the first time. But because we didn't have internet, we couldn't use her player, because when you put the DVD in, it launches Windows App Store, which we had no internet. So I just switched to my DVD player that I bought on Amazon.
All right.
I don't have any DVR-Ws anymore, but I noticed a little button on my remote control that said CD rip. I'm like, how cool would it be if my DVD player ripped CDs too?
Does it?
I don't have any blank CDs anymore.
You guys still got to figure that out.
But the reason I'm bringing it up is I know a lot more people are doing this. I'd love to get back to Kentucky and see if I can find my box of VHS tapes. But millennials in particular, Gen Zs don't really give a shit, really, I don't think, because they're just used to streaming in real time. But a lot of the younger millennials are finding out that all their digital downloads that they bought in the mid-2000s, you know, you buy the DVD, you get the digital download, and then they stop selling DVDs, but you can buy the digital downloads. Yeah, those aren't permanent. You're leasing those licenses, and when the movie company stops making movies and they want to free up storage space, they just delete them. Now, I don't know if this is true. I saw a clip. It was from the Fat Electrician, so I tend to believe it because he tends to research it. He was talking about how, what's the Disney Wolf movie, like Toro or Tojo or some shit? Tito came out in the 90s.
Wolf movie.
Maybe an Iditarod movie. It's a cartoon. He was talking about how Disney has deleted it.
Peter, no, that's not it.
And from what he was saying, is this is such a bullshit scam. It's not like that DVD takes up a whole hell of a lot of hard drive space, right? Yeah. What is it? Maybe a fucking 3 gig file. He said by deleting these movies that Disney can claim loss of revenue for future, and somehow it's some sort of tax break you get with the government. So by deleting that one particular movie plus like five other ones, they got a couple $1 million back in like some sort of tax revenue nonsense scam. I'm not sure. I didn't pay a whole hell of a lot of attention because that wasn't the reason I brought this up. But I was just curious Do you guys have any DVDs still? Did you get rid of them? Have you considered rebuying a DVD player?
I have a DVD player.
I have a DVD player.
Mm-hmm. Actually, well, it's not mine. It was my wife's DVD player.
Well, when I was in Texas, Jeff lives out in the middle of nowhere, and he doesn't have cable or home internet. He just streams from his cell phone, but his kids don't, you know, they're living that ranch life, right? So they don't spend a whole ordinate amount of time online. They stream occasionally, but he has Tom and Jerry and all the old classic cartoons on DVD. And he's got his 5-year-old son walking around popping DVDs out of jewel cases. And I said, you probably have one of the few 5-year-olds in the world that knows how to get a DVD out of a jewel case and load up a DVD player and play it. But then
my
I got
favorite DVD.
Better off dead. But then I got the thing, there's probably a lot of country cats out there who live in rural areas who probably have 5-year-olds still watching shit on DVDs.
My son, case in point.
Remember how I told you I let Stan borrow my Looney Tunes Golden Era DVD box set?
Yeah, I think so.
I forgot. So when I lived with Liz Wild, who was also a radio personality, God rest her soul, she passed away of cancer not too long ago. She actually had a box of those because they were giveaways that the Warner Brothers sent her producer to give away in her show. I forgot I had two of those. I just found the other box set. So if Stan has my first box set, I still got the other one. They're called the Golden Era, and there's a disclaimer on the back. It says, warning, the contents of these cartoons are probably and maybe offensive for modern day and not intended for children. But to give Warner Brothers, DVD was put out 20 years ago, so they probably wouldn't do it now. But at the time, to give credit to Warner Brothers, they said, to remove these cartoons or to delete them would be turning our back on history and acting as if they never existed.
Right.
Which you'll never see. But these are the ones where Samdy Sam's wearing a Confederate flag, Civil War uniform and the rebel flag. And then you got the one where they got Abdullah the genie. And so it's got all the racial stereotype stuff in them.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about the World War II ones with, you know, where
those
they
aren't
were,
on there because
fun
these
at
are
the Japanese.
The propaganda stuff's definitely not on there. There may be like perhaps one, but these are like the Looney Tunes cartoons that they aired regularly in the 80s that were written in the 40s and 50s. So these weren't like throwback to our propaganda days. These are cartoons that you guys watched in the 80s that were rerunning from the 50s that we can't play in the late 90s and 2000s because they've been deemed too offensive. Kind of like the original Tom and Jerry with the Black Housekeeper.
Oh yeah, whooping him with the broom.
They kept their voice, but back in the day they used to have that real kind of offensive hand drawing, where it was the darker tone on the top and the lighter tone on the in the palms. Very what was that old school style of comedy,
vaudeville?
Very vaudevillian. Of course these were all drawn in the 40s as well. But Mike, I have a projector with a RCA input.
Yeah.
We should bring that over to your house one day and do movie night on your back porch. Or yeah. I was thinking I could hang like a taunt sheet in my garage door.
Dude, we could do
something
that
in my driveway.
You want to know what?
Oh, cool? Yeah.
That would be cool. To do like camping or something too.
Well, I did. I looked on Amazon and I think I can get like a 100-inch outdoor movie projection screen for like $69.
Right.
And so, yeah. And you have an inverter in your car. And so we can run those off of, it also has a H, it's old, too old for an HDMI port, but it has the S video input and has a VGA input. So yeah. We can almost get an HDMI to VGA cable to run off a laptop. But my laptop doesn't have a DVD player on it. But I do have that DVD player that has the RCA output, so we could use that.
I think most PCs these days don't even have a disk drive in them.
No, because no one sells software. I remember when that transition happened.
This one doesn't. Yeah.
I remember when that transition happened, people were going to Office Max and Best Buy still, because those stores were still open. They would buy the same Office box, but it came with a business card in it. It said, go to the internet, download it, here's the sticker.
Yep.
Or it would be the CD. It would be the CD. No, for they always had the sticker and the CD case of the CD. But yeah, this was the same box, but it just had a literally a business card in it. It said Microsoft.com, and of
Yeah.
course they got rid of all that stuff.
Well, I thought it was interesting because you mentioned, the streaming services and stuff like that where you did your digital downloads. I have had this same account. So this kind of goes against what you said because, and maybe it's just my particular library because there's 32 digital movies in this library. And I started it back when it was, what was it? Before Vudu.
Voodoo, running from my
It was,
magic.
yeah, it was something, it was called something else.
I don't even know what the fuck voodoo is.
Ultraviolet or something like that. It was
Okay.
like ultraviolet digital downloads or something like that. And you got the little piece of paper that was in the DVD case, $5 movies at Walmart in a $5 bin. You get the DVD, you get the digital download, you go online, you get both. And I've had this same account for probably
Now, the
15
movies in
years
your
almost.
deck, just to prove your point, are they
Yeah.
mainstream movies or are there some independent shit there?
Relatively. Let's see. How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
Well,
That's
yeah,
Dr.
why
Seuss.
that's a movie that I don't see they're going to delete anytime because everybody plays the shit out of that. I think it's
Ice
more of the,
Age. That was a DreamWorks movie.
I think it's more of the lesser watched videos that they just delete off their servers.
Well, if there's here's an interesting one. I don't know why I bought this, but I think it
Morgan,
was
you're on
from
a
my son.
computer or a phone?
Computer.
In that video, they mentioned Sling Blade. While Mike's talking, Google if you can stream Sling Blade anywhere. Because they're
This
talking about how you can't even watch Sling Blade. If you don't have the DVD, you cannot watch Sling Blade anywhere.
Do you remember the movie Gordy?
No.
That came. It was not. Yeah, it was a little bit past your guys' time. It was about a talking pig. It was a
Oh,
kid named
yeah.
Gordy.
It was like the knockoff of Babe.
Yeah, that's on here. Some lesser known movies. I mean, A Million Ways to Die in the West. That was kind of a lesser known movie.
That was a
Seth MacFarlane, wasn't it?
we
Yeah.
gave away movie
Yeah.
posters for that stand at K Rock.
The Beach, one of Leonardo
Leonardo, that's a
DiCaprio's.
very underrated Leonardo DiCaprio movie
I like that movie.
because it was very drug heavy.
Yeah.
Says you can get Sling Blade on Apple TV, Fandango at home, Vudu.
Okay, cool. So
That was what I was getting to was they went from ultraviolet to Vudu. Vudu got bought out by Walmart, and then that got bought out by Fandango. And Fandango is now the, I guess, and you can get your movie tickets and stuff through them, and you do all your digital downloads through
Okay,
them, I guess, now, so.
we have a tendency to get controversial on this show to the point where we can't promote it. So here we're going to get started. What's a better movie, Anchorman or 40-Year-Old Virgin? I watched both of them last night, so I can go into this. Both are Judd Apatow movies. Both have, with the exception of Will Ferrell and the African American guy, a lot of the same repeating cast. And fun fact, do you remember which cast member went to prison for murder?
That was in both movies.
No, just in, well, we'll get to that momentarily. Mike, what's out of the two, what is your personal favorite? Not which one is mostly quoted, which one's had the most memes. Well, which one, in your opinion, is a better movie?
My personal favorite is Anchorman. And
Morgan?
I think that was the more popular one of the two.
Morgan.
Anchorman by far.
Really?
40-Year-Old Virgin is extremely hilarious. But for I think my era of generation, I don't think it was quite as funny. I don't think we gravitated and
When's the
kind of
last time you
got
watched
it
it?
like that. Huh?
When's the last time you watched it?
When I was a teenager.
Go back and watch it now that you're go back and watch it
Yeah.
now that you're almost 40. It hits a little different when you're
I'm sure
the
it
same
does.
age as the protagonist.
Dude, and how weird that a lot of movies do that. Like the stuff that you watched when you were younger, and then you start watching it, as you're an adult, and you're like, That's
Well,
what they were talking
I
about.
wish I could go back and find 30 something, because 30 something was out when I was 15, so I had no reason to watch it. I would like to go back and watch 30 something now that I'm in my 40s.
Right.
So you guys both said Anchorman is better.
Yeah.
Yes.
I pulled out Anchorman, 40-Year-Old Virgin, four or five movies, and Carrie chose those, and we watched 40-Year-Old Virgin first, and then we started watching Anchorman.
Last night.
And three quarters of the way, I got up and went to the bathroom during Anchorman, and Carrie was falling asleep, and then I started hearing the music get loud and then quiet and loud. Then I thought, oh, well, the movie's over. You know how on old DVDs, the menu screen had played 30 seconds of theme song super loud. So I thought it was doing that. So I came in, the movie was still on. And I was like, I forgot how fucking long this movie is. And then I got to thinking, I cannot tell you if I have sat down and watched the entirety of Anchorman. I think every time, I didn't see it in the theater. I think the first time I watched it was at a girl in California's house I was dating. And I think things progressed rapidly through that sitting that I didn't get to see. I cannot, I enjoy Anchorman. I enjoy the first half of Anchorman. I think it's a little long, and I think the concept gets a little worn out halfway through it. So I personally like 40-Year-Old Virgin better. Morgan, do me a quick Google the runtime of Anchorman and 40-Year-Old Virgin. I could be wrong. It could be the same length, but I feel like Anchorman is almost a 2-hour fucking long movie. To
I think
the
it
point
is.
I
I think
don't
it's
know if I've
close.
sat down and watched it in its entirety all the way through. I've seen it multiple times, but I think I've always got up and done something else, lost interest, or
94 minutes
and what about
for
40-Year-Old Virgin?
Anchorman. Really?
That's well, it's
That's
an
an
hour.
average.
Well, an hour is 60 minutes, so that's an hour and three quarters. An
Yeah,
hour and a
hour and a
half.
half. It's an hour and a half. Yeah.
Hour and a half,
That's
yeah.
an average
What's
movie.
40-Year-Old Virgin?
An hour and 56. So it's actually longer.
Wow. That may say something about the writing if it feels shorter than Anchorman does.
Well, that just means that you were more in tune with that movie, and you, when you were watching it, you were paying more attention. So it seemed like it just
Yeah, I
moved a
guess
lot
to be fair,
faster.
I may have to wait 4 months and then watch Anchorman first and then watch 40-Year-Old Virgin.
I was gonna say you picked two movies that so that's what two that's 3.5 hours of movies in one night back to back.
Yeah, but I can sit and watch 4 hours of Peanut playing Narc Raiders for 4 hours on
Yeah,
YouTube.
but that's but see that's. It's a little bit more engaging, I think, than a movie that you've already seen.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I can sit and watch y'all fish for, 2 or 3 hours. Yeah,
Yeah,
but
well, that
that's
ain't gonna happen very
unexpected.
much because I went out the other day and my phone overheated again.
Nice. Oh,
So
man.
as it gets
But.
hotter, my phone's gonna start overheating. What I need to do is figure out what Mike did. I think I might have to hook my phone to my new GoPro, but I think even if I put it under my seat, it probably will overheat. Because it wasn't even that hot out. It was like 84 out that day, and I'd streamed for 20 minutes and it said shut down YouTube, phone overheating, which is why I had to get a new phone. My old one overheated so much that the glue separated on the back of the phone case after 4 years.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I heard a funny dad joke, so I'm gonna get it out of the way here.
Yeah.
Here's a good dad joke that I saw on TikTok. I want to share with you guys now. By the fact that there's an existence of a community called Amish, that must mean there's a community who put in full effort and went full om.
Wow. Okay.
Oh, that's bad.
Real classic right there, yeah. Ish, pull on.
Twitter came back to life for like 2 days, and then I think maybe it got too expensive and they shut the feature off. I was on TikTok and someone pointed out the fact that one of the engineers at Twitter, or X, if you will, either they known this or whatever. I think maybe it was just a guerrilla advertising, which probably worked to, unbeknownst to people, show the full capabilities of their AI engine. But the whole thing was that apparently more people in Japan use X than any other civilization. And so for like 4 days, X turned on auto translate between English and Japanese and Japanese and English. So if you went search Japanese, you can see all these Japanese posts in English, and all the Japanese X users were seeing American posts in Japanese. And apparently the young cats in Japan are in love with cowboy culture. barbecue, guns, and Levi jeans. It was just wholesome. Just, hey, my American brothers, I was told to come. If I come to the United States, I need to come to Texas. But then people said South Dakota, and other people say Missouri. We're just pictures of barbecue, pictures of 19-year-old Japanese dudes dressed in rockabilly stuff, looking like Elvis Presley with the big bouffants and leather jackets, chicks in goth outfits, and just lots of talk about guns, barbecue, the love of America, and how Japan themselves are going through a crisis where they're trying to get their immigrants out. So it was just this, it's like, wow, X actually went from being a toxic shit sludge show to just Americans and Japanese people talking about food. And so a Japanese person's like, post a picture of man, which he's like, does meat really come in this? I was like, no, that's just the sauce.
Well, it's interesting
But
because
the
our
reason I say 4 days is if we go there now,
yeah
all the you can still do it, but it's not automatically translating. I think maybe it
yeah
just drove their data center up, so you can still click on it, but it's more of a pain in the ass to click on one. What are they saying? It was cooler when you could just scroll and it was all automatically translating, but they turned that off. What's up, everybody? Look, it's 2026. We're all still broke. We all need to save money. More importantly, we need to get cash back on the money we spend. That's why I suggest to you using the Upside app. The Upside app was originally known for its gas reimbursement, if you will, right? You go to the gas station, you buy some gas, you upload your receipt, and you get cash back. Well, that's still the same thing, but they also include restaurants, stores, etc. Go out and buy your favorite tacos, choose on the Upside app to claim that savings, upload your receipt. In a day or two, you'll get $2 back or more, depending on how much money you spent on said tacos. So you can get cash back on gas, grass, and well, yeah. Anyhow, not that, but on gas, food, and much more. Check out the Upside app. You'll be happy that you did. And when you do, when you download the Upside app, and do me a favor, when you download the Upside app and it asks you for promo code, use the promo code digital9684. Once again, that's digital9684. That'll help us out here at the channel. Thanks again. You got to buy gas, you got to buy food, so why not get cash back on the money you spend? And when I say cash back, they do, in fact, put the cash back into your bank account. So check it out. Look in the App Store. That's Upside. And when you sign up and they ask you, type in digital9684. Thanks.
It's interesting because it seems like our youth and younger people have adopted Japanese culture, and it seems like their youth and younger people are adopting American culture.
Yeah.
Well,
Very
I mean,
much
if you,
so.
yeah, I mean, even if you look at like the auto scene, there's a lot of people now that are into JDM cars,
Yeah.
and cars and trucks
Well, I mean,
and.
I think a lot of that was because of the Fast and Furious franchise. Let's be honest, for the last 20 years, that dominated
Yeah, but see,
the
we're too old for that, Morgan. You and I remember like part one and part two. They got like
yeah.
17 of those motherfuckers that these young kids are
I've
like
never even
watching.
seen one of them.
Like, never. I saw the
But
first two, and that
that's
was
why
it.
JDM stuff exploded.
Yeah,
As
especially
far
when
as
they did Tokyo
the
Drift and all
automotive
that.
world,
Yeah.
I mean that's why most of the kids that I, when I was growing up, that's that I mean, I was into cars because my dad was a mechanic. But most of the kids that
Yeah.
were interested in cars and, wanted like Nietzsche wheels or like, BBS wheels or something like that, and they wanted, and all the new shit is all stance and, ballooning your tires
Basically,
and turning your tires like this on an angle and like all
to
that.
late stage millennials and early Gen Zers, the Fast and Furious franchise was to them what Fall Guy and Dukes of Hazzard was to us. Everybody wanted a Jeep and everybody wanted a fucking Dodge Challenger or Dodge Charger.
K10 pickup.
God, I almost had the opportunity to buy a K5 Blazer when I was
My
like
dad had one when I was in
17.
middle school. He had like an
He wanted
81.
five
I've
grand
had
for it, and
two of
I didn't have that much. I wanted that. It was clean too, had
them.
good
It
lift on it,
for the
all that.
most part, it was a parking lot queen, but when I was in middle school, we went down to Kentucky Lake and we took it off road in one time. It was pretty cool.
I'll find the picture of mine airborne and send it to you.
Airborne?
Yeah.
So
Nice.
I got a video I'm working on. I'm gonna capture a bunch of the weird shit that I've experienced at kayaking. Sadly, I don't have the video of me. Did we talk about this last week? No, because this just happened. I don't have the video of me pulling the guy's boat with the kids in the
No, you just called me and told me about that.
Yeah, well,
We
so one
didn't
time
talk
Morgan,
about that.
I was on my kayak and the guy put his boat in. He had his like 5-year-old and 6-year-old on it. His boat floated away and he was trying to get his kid to put in the trolling motor. I basically just paddled over, grabbed the rope, put it in my teeth like fucking Popeye and pulled his bass boat back over on the kayak and gave it to him. But anyhow, I was fishing last week and trying to get some more fishing content. Caught one lousy fish, but I was heading back and I'm paddling and I see this bright red square. I'm like, looks like a fuel
I lost
cell.
him.
Morgan, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
I lost Mike. I think it's Mike's audio.
Yeah, I can't hear him, but
Yeah,
I can
I can
hear
see
you
him, but
fine.
yeah, I'm gonna wait until he comes back. I can't hear you. We can see you. Oh. Well, that's a fine. How do you do? Oh, there he is. Look at this. Oh, hello.
I didn't touch anything.
I'm not, dude.
All of a sudden, Don was talking and it just voices just disappeared. I was like, I can't hear either of you.
So I was kayaking after not catching anything, and I see this red square, and I'm like, that looks like a fuel cell. I'm paddling, I'm like, that's bright red. That clearly hasn't been in the water very long. No green buildup on it. And it's a rough gator circle. And over to the right, there's a house, but next to the house in the empty lot, there was a truck with a John boat up on the trailer talking to a woman. I'm like, what do these guys do? Like back into her backyard and like somehow dangles to, and he's like, hey, can you do me a favor? And I was like, let me guess, you lost the fuel cell. He's like, yeah. And so I have my stick anchor with that paracord on it with the carabiner. So I put the day I lifted the damn thing up and put it in my boat, and it was heavy, but the gas was leaking out of the back end of the bulb because it was the fuel cell with the bulb with the hose that goes to the engine and the hand pump. And it was leaking all over my boat. So I put it back in the water and I just tied a rope around it. And he's like, oh, can you grab that wood block? I was like, this wood block with a cross groove and a real nice done with a router. And it wasn't like just a piece of wood. It was, mitered and, routed on the edges, and it was real nice. So I threw up my boat and I reeled it over to him. And he's like, you need me one more favor? I was like, what's that? He's like, about 15 yards that way, can you see if you can see my motor? And I was like, Mercury or Johnson? He said like Hayatsu or some shit. It was like some Chinese outboard.
Daihatsu.
And so he got lucky because it hasn't rained in so long that the canals were somewhat shallow, but more importantly, clear. And so I'm standing up on my kayak and I'm not seeing it. And he's like, well, thanks. And I hear him give his phone number to the lady. And then they pull out. Well, what they did is they pulled out, went around the canal, and drove up and parked in the field next to me. And I'm paddling. And then I see this white trash bag at the bottom in the hydrilla. And they're parking. I said, well, good news is I can see a white trash bag. So if I can see a white trash bag, I should be able to see your motor. And I'm standing up paddling. I said, oh, there it is. So they came in and jumped in the water. I'm like 7, 8 feet of water. Or six feet plus a foot and a half of hydrilla. I'm like, what are you guys gonna do? Squat this thing off the bottom of the fucking canal? And they swam over and they tried to squat off the bottom of the canal. And like, damn, it's heavy. He's like, do you have a ratchet strap, a rope, anything? He's like, yeah. I said, well, the propeller's facing the bank, so it fell where the head hit, and then it fell that way. I was like, go get your ratchet strap, tighten a lasso, swim down there, tie it around the propeller, and then you guys can at least pull it towards the bank. And so they went down and he's trying to, they're, he tied around there pulling, he couldn't pull it. I'm like, fuck, I don't want to get in this water. And one of them went down, squatted, lifted it while the other one pulled it, and it rinse and repeat, and they finally got it up on the bank. Their next hassle was going to be carrying this thing up the through the pepper trees, and I was like, you guys got it from here. I just fucking paddled off. But while they're in the water, because they're in the water for a good 10, 15 minutes, Well, actually, they had to get out when they went to get out to get the strap. The one guy wanted to stay there. He's like, "Well, I don't want to lose." I said, "Well, I ain't going to wear. I'll keep an eye on it." So they went and got the red strap. We got back in the water, and one guy looked at me. He's like, "Are you recording this on GoPro?" I said, "Hey, man, content's content." Because I only caught one fucking fish, and you boys are it today. So I stayed there long enough and filmed it long enough until they got it up on the bank. It's like, have a good one, fellas.
You've seen quite a bit of stuff over the
I've pulled a
last
hockey
probably
stick
5 years
out.
now. Yeah.
I've got a stop sign in my. Actually, I found two stop signs. One of them sank. I got the other one in my garage. We had the goat head, the Santeria worship site.
Yep.
The kid with the two kids on the bass boat,
The car.
the car that sank in the water. I'm gonna put all the ones I have on video. I'm gonna make a strange things I've seen while kayaking. The one I think I live streamed, but I don't have the video of. We went to Eagle Park, across the street from the where you and I tried to go. That was closed off.
Yeah.
These kids, another parked car, another truck parked in the boat ramp with the trailer in the water. Carrie and I get off, put our boats in. This bass boat comes, and we get out of his way, and he sits there. It's two guys on a single jet ski. No life preservers, just doing donuts. And like I said before, I get it. You got a wave runner. But to me, riding a wave runner in a canal is like riding a crotch rocket in a parking lot mall parking lot. There's only so much you can do. It's not like you're going to go cruising forever. It's a
Yeah.
fucking canal. And so me and this guy are talking. He's like, "I see this shit all the time." And so the two guys come back, and they're two 19-year-old, I don't know, Cuban, I think they're Cuban dudes. And they pull up and they put it on their trailer. And they hear, and the old guy on the bass boat is like a Vietnam vet. He's an older guy, but he was an older guy who's seen some shit and was ready to start some shit. And I can't remember exactly what happened, but they heard him talking, him saying something like, they're saying a parking lot or something. And they realized what they did. So then they decided to be dicks. So they loaded their jet ski up, and then they just started leaning up against the bed of their truck talking. Meanwhile, this guy's. And the guy finally said, looked at him. He said, "Are you guys going to move that piece of shit or what?" And then they got all offensive. "You can't, well, what's with the attitude? Why you got to talk to us like we're pieces of shit?" So I got out of my kayak and got back on the bank because there's two of them and one old dude. And the dude's like, "Fuck it, come on." And they're getting up in his face. He's like, "You know what? Fuck this. My fishing day's not done yet." He looked at me and said, "You know what I'm going to do?" And he starts walking his truck. He said, "I'm going to park my truck across this fucking boat ramp and I'm going to go fishing for a couple hours." And so he went and they fucking hopped in their truck and left. But yeah, these douchebags parked their truck with their trailer in the water, which is the third time I've seen this in Cape Coral. We're out riding their jet skis and then got offended and clutched their pearls when someone had the audacity to say, "Yo, fucktards, it's not a parking lot. You can't leave your truck parked in a public boat ramp."
Yeah.
And they were all acting all hard and badass until dude said, "Well, fine, I'm just gonna fucking park my truck across the ramp so you guys can't leave." Then they got mad and left.
Well, that's a frustrating thing when it comes to the boat ramps is, and I see it a lot with,
The dirt utilities, because they think no one's there.
well,
It's always something the dirt utility. It's never the concrete public ramps, the huge parking lot. It's always at these utility ramps
Well,
where it's
not
just
that
sand.
situation. Yeah, not that particular situation.
I've
But
seen that 3 times now. And one
yeah.
time you figure they'd known better because it was a fucking Marine. It was Bob's Marine and Boat Repair.
Yeah.
It's like, I get it. You fix the boat, you want to test the motor out, but pull your goddamn truck and boat out of the ramp.
Yeah.
You, of all
Yeah.
people, somebody who sells and maintenances boats should know better than that.
Right. Well, and that's the frustrating thing about the boat ramp is, and you don't try to throw any particular group of people under the bus, but Spanish people, in particular, Cuban guys, they tend to crowd and hog the boat ramp a lot of times.
I think in their case, it had more. I think it had to do more than just 19, 20-year-old punks.
Well,
Just
that happens, but I
they had
mean,
that crotch rocket
when you,
rider persona.
well, and that's totally
Yeah.
under, that's totally understandable, but I've seen so many times where it's just. And it gets really frustrating because When I go to a boat ramp, I'm in and out. I'm not
More than that,
fiddle.
we're
I'm not
so, especially with the
fiddle.
kayaks, we're so concerned about
Right.
being in people's
Well,
way. Like,
even
it's a fucking
right.
race to get the fuck out of there.
Right. But even with the boat,
Yeah.
it's one of the biggest, anxiety things is be at the ramp in somebody else's
Don't
way.
linger.
Don't linger, hurry up. If you're
Get your
having
shit ready
problems,
in the parking
right.
lot, back down,
Exactly.
get the fuck
Exactly.
off there, and get the
And
fuck out.
then you have these fucking yahoos that, they don't know what they're doing. They
Cleaning
don't
their
have anything
fish or
ready.
wife's preparing her picnic
Yeah, and
basket.
they're hogging up, the boat ramp, or that you got the same guys that end up, it's a single launch boat ramp, and they're trying to back their jet ski down where there's a boat, trying to get in or get out or something like that. And it's usually always the jet ski guys too. And
Well, it was the jet ski guys who sank their
unfortunately,
Nissan Maxima.
right. Unfortunately, it's in my experience, it's been a lot of the Spanish community that was like that,
Those are also
where
young
they
cats who sank their
is
boat.
Your
Were you
camera
with?
blurry or am I having a stroke?
No, it's
It's zooming
me.
on. I was trying to zoom in on his background. His auto zoom's going funky for some reason. Were you with me? I think you were with me. We're at the boat ramp, and the guy was backing down to pick up his jet ski, but like he must have just bought the trailer that day, and the trailer was going into the other lane, and he finally just got out and picked it up and went. Yeah. When you're
That
so ugly, your auto zoom keeps refusing to focus on you.
it won't move. It won't do nothing. I
Probably
hate
got a
this.
piece of dust on there. Wipe it off with your shirt. It's probably auto focusing on a piece of hair or something. Because it's not focusing on your background. I can make sense of it's trying to zoom in on your background. But yeah, I just don't want to zoom in on
What the fuck? Come on.
Come on, you son bitch.
Hello.
Hello,
Sometimes I
Clarice.
can put my hand up on it and
Yeah, that's weird. I don't know what its deal is.
closed. I'm having all kinds of issues today, aren't I?
Click, turn your camera off, turn it back on, and zoom.
Don't tell me.
I told you.
Did it work?
Yeah.
Hey.
Hey, you're over here now.
Yeah, we were putting a boat in at the Cape Coral Yacht Club one time, and that it was a double launch, and it got changed at one point. And when it got, geez, it's all freaking nasty now. What the fuck?
Because you wiped your greasy ass dick
Yeah, I
fingers
wiped my
all over
greasy ass dick grippers on it.
it.
There, is it, Betty?
That's how you know when somebody works service, when they wash their hands before they take a piss.
Yeah, that's right.
I've been that guy.
Oh, Bill, I know where my dick's been. You don't want to know where my hands have been.
Oh, Jesus.
Ever
But yeah, I
been in a
remember.
place so dirty that you figure your dick's the cleanest thing in there, so you don't even bother
No,
washing your
I built
hands?
ambulances for a living, and I had to use. Yeah, my hands are covered in white and grease, and whenever we drill holes through the chassis, we'd spray this gray shit on it. It was like, it wasn't quite a primer; it was this, I don't know, liquid compound. But yeah, it's like you have to wash your hands before you take a piss, otherwise you'd have all that chemicals all over your cock.
I got all that beat.
Try explaining that to your wife why it burns when you pee. No, seriously,
I
it's
got it from
lithium grease. I
the
got lithium grease in my urethra. There's a punk band for you. Lithium grease in the urethra. But that'd burn like a bitch. Yeah.
used to be a service plumber. Had a lot of nasty shit in my hands,
Yeah, I
literally and
bet.
figuratively.
Yeah, I bet. Okay, fellas. Unplug the Alexa. Close all your blinds. Whip out the tin foil. It's conspiracy time.
Yay.
You guys been paying attention to what's going supposed to happen this weekend? First it was Y2K, and then it was the end of the Aztec calendar, the Mayan
Oh,
calendar.
yeah, the Mayan calendar.
So there's a series of events that's supposed to culminate either on Easter or Monday, where the world's not going to end, but the world as we know it is going to end. And let me lay out all the details for you. Because as always, you need multiple things to happen for the end of the
Does it
world.
start with an earthquake? Birds and snakes and airplanes?
I'm still not afraid. Which, by the way, watching Anchorman last night after listening to the opening theme of Haney's News for 6 years, and then hearing the opening theme for Anchorman, it's like completely changed it for
Could
me.
make a voice that can make a Wolverine purr.
And suit so fine, it made Sinatra look like a hobo. You familiar with the name Chris Bledsoe? Bledsoe? Bledsoe. You're probably not, but if you're an alien conspiracist, you're probably familiar with him. The North Carolina man, former construction business owner, claims that he had a UFO encounter in 2007 that changed his life. He says he was had ongoing, which meaning it happened more than once, contact with glowing orbs in a being called the Lady. And that's where the prophecy starts. According to him, around 2012 and 2013, he started having visions of a female entity that he refers to as. Of course, if this was 2025, he would say the non-binary, non-gendered, fluid, transgendered, non-human being. But anyhow, back in 2012, he referred to her simply as He later associates her with Hathor, the Egyptian princess, or a divine female figure. What she told him was important. When a specific star, she told him, Regulus, appears on the horizon in front of the Sphinx, something major will happen. That star, Regulus, appears on the eastern horizon before sunrise, in line with the Sphinx gaze, which faces east on Easter 2026. That's Sunday, fellas. At that moment, a major shift in human knowledge will occur. But it doesn't end there, fellas. What was the first thing that Trump did when he started in his first term in office? He created a new military branch. Remember what that military branch was called?
Space Force.
Space Force. Do you know the badge of the Space Force?
Yeah, it's like the Star Trek
Logo.
Federation of Planets looking thing.
Perhaps. Can you
Uh-oh.
see that?
No. Yeah,
Can't see that?
there we go. Okay, look
Oh.
at that. Oh, hey, it's like King
Pontiac.
Tut's.
It's the
King
Sphinx.
Tut's sarcophagus. No, it's not. That's King Tut's sarcophagus
That's the
with
Sphinx
the.
before he got his nose blown off.
Well, that's yeah. So that's King Tut's sarcophagus then.
That's a
Before.
star and the Sphinx. And so you're like, why would an American Space Force have an Egyptian landmark on it? Well, according to the lady, it has to do with this prophecy. Once again, these are conspiracy nuts. You know, they're not exactly the. Hold on, stop sharing. Okay. So that's that. So you had the lady talking about when the Regulus appears on the eastern horizon before sunrise, in line with the Sphinx's gaze on Easter 2026, a major human shift will happen. Now, on Friday, we had the the Artemis II go into orbit. It's going to circle the moon for the first time in since the 60s. Some people say this was done intentionally so we can have a reason to have a space shuttle in deep space and not in Earth's orbit. You say, okay, who cares? I say, you're right, who cares? But then yesterday, Tuesday, former Congressman Matt Gaetz was on Benny What's His Dick's conservative podcast talking about when he was in office, he had an army general in full uniform
Oh,
explain to him
yeah.
that ever since the late 50s, we've actually had a human alien hybrid breeding farms that we've been breeding aliens and humans for all this time. So now we got the Space Force with the patch. We got the lore of the lady. We have rumors of human alien hybrid sex farms. Now, non-conspiratorially, to the fact where Fox News has actually been reporting on it over the last 3 weeks to a month, four different high-ranking, one's an army general, the other ones are high-ranking scientists, and I think there's somebody else who actually have connections with the UFO community that have gone missing or died in accidents. So that's helping the lore.
They knew something about the Clintons.
That too, or Epstein.
Yeah.
Then you have the theory of the Big Brothers in space. And that is a theory that at some point, the aliens, who are not aliens, they're, as we've discussed in the past, possibly future humans, they're going to come down and intervene to stop mankind from nuking the shit out of our planet during World War III. Just so happens we got this little pesky little debacle in Iran that we can't figure out how to get the fuck out of. Which, by the way, not a joke. We did lose an F-16 and a Warthog, F-15 and a Warthog today. They're not saying the Warthog got shot down. They are admitting the F-15 did get shot down. They recovered one of the two pilots. The navigator's still missing, which is real sucky and scary because when you eject similar time, you usually find each other within a relatively close area. But they found the pilot, but not the, at least 2 hours ago, not the navigator. So they're concerned that Iran's going to be actively looking for this one survivor since they know that he's still out there. But yeah, the Big Brother theory is that the aliens shall intervene. So now you mix all this in your conspiracy pot, and you're an alien guy, and hypothetically, on Easter, when the lady's prophecy comes true, the aliens are going to come and present themselves. Keep in mind, last year, the government came out and said that there's an alien mothership in our solar system. Which, interestingly enough, the conspiracy theorists then said, well, clearly then that means aliens don't exist. They're just saying that so they can test out their new military vehicles in space without them being seen. Oh, and by the way, the United States government did register UFO.gov, I think 2 weeks ago. So there you
So,
can. Now, some people are saying, it's always funny how conspiracy works, right? Oh, aliens, aliens, aliens. Oh, what's that? The government registered UFO.gov. Well, that's clearly so that when people report their alien sightings, they can see where their new secret military vehicles are being spotted so they can work on their stealth technology. But they got to tell people it's aliens because we can't tell them it's our new military-based drones. So, anyhow, I'm saying all that to say this. Who knows? Maybe on Sunday when I post this episode, this shit will be true. Or it'll just be proven another conspiracy. But with all that being said,
So,
the conspiracy theorists have been putting a lot of W's on their fucking scoreboard lately.
well, that's very true, but I think it's one of two things. It's either this guy was gonna go to work, but then he got high, or
Well,
it's
hold on. While we're on that subject, can we at all admit that Afro Man's song about the cops were complete trash and the most embarrassing shit ever? Those songs were not funny at all. They actually showed why he was a one-hit wonder. The dude has no musical talent whatsoever. That Lemon Pound Cake song was a fucking atrocious
Oh,
turd.
that was
I don't care
terrible.
how high and how much acid you're not, unless you're 12, you're not listening to Lemon Pound Cake by Afro Man.
But I
But go
think
ahead.
really what it is it's like the whole Roswell thing. You know, I think when you're trying, when the government's trying to deflect, they let this shit run wild. And, you know, I've said for a while, there is something going on that the administration doesn't want us to know about. So
Other
they
than the
feed us.
Epstein files.
Well, yeah, but I mean, it's all bread and circuses. And, you know, it's, you know, eventually we're going to find out what it is, but there's something big brewing that They don't want a whiff of it getting out, so they're filling the airwaves with all this ridiculous bullshit just to, to keep everybody occupied. That's my tinfoil hat.
What's up, guys? As you all know, I am a huge bass kayak fishing fan. I love to bass fish from my kayak. And so if you're like me, when you first got into fishing, you started looking online for some bait casters, perhaps some spinning rods, spinning reels, and you got sticker shock. You could not believe how expensive this quality stuff is. And that's how I got turned on to Cass King. I started looking for high-end quality fishing equipment that people could afford. And that is Cass King's, that's their slug line, affordable fishing innovation. And they tell the truth. I enjoyed their fishing equipment so much that I went out and initiated contact with Cass King to become an ambassador. I have been an ambassador now for 2.5 years. I don't bring it up a lot. But hey, I just want to say to y'all, if you want to help support the show, you're looking for some quality fishing equipment, head over to d-410.com/fish. Click on the link, check out the Cass King gear. You'll be happy you did. I'll get a little bit of thank you from Cass King. You're supporting the show. We're all happy. Thank you so much. Now on to the show.
Would be kind of interesting to see a fucking alien walk up on stage with Trump on Monday. Like, yo, here's what's what. We've been around. We've been having sex farms for breeding programs,
So do you think
whatever.
it's like it's going to be like a Men in Black thing, or what do you think the
Don't know. We often talk on this podcast that it's always fun when looking at conspiracies to look at it like we're a Hollywood writer writing a screenplay, but in our movie, the conspiracy person is actually trying to tell the truth and no one's listening to him. Kind of like, what was that?
Randy
It
Quaid
was a mute, yeah, or the
and
one-armed man,
Independence
the
Day?
fugitive when no one believed that he was
Oh
being
yeah.
the one-armed man. It would be kind of fucking crazy, though. Do you think people with cheese would slide off? Do you think there would be a. Do you think we're so jaded and so just played out by everything that we're like, okay, and just go? Or do you think there'd be a number of nutcases who completely lose their shit and like mass suicides and stuff?
Well,
Maybe both.
probably. But, I mean, I grew up with, mini series about alien invasions and, the day after and whatever. So it's like none of that shit phases me. It's like an alien could walk up on stage with Trump and I'd be like, yeah, see, yeah, I told you Area 51 had that shit.
We're so jaded, though. Here's exactly what's going to happen, right? Monday comes, you got a gray walk up there, Trump, and then MSNBC and CNN's gonna be pissed saying, "Well, how come ICE isn't deporting that one?" That's exactly what's going to happen, right? Well, why is he allowed to be here? He's as alien as they get.
They're taking our jobs.
They're gonna be pissed that ICE isn't rounding them up. But on the topic of aliens, there is a Bob Lazar documentary coming out called S4, which is supposed to be pretty interesting. Apparently, they worked on it for 4 years and using CGI with a little bit of touch of AI, they were able to recreate, in his words, almost identical what Area 51 looked like in 1989 when he was working there on that project. It's supposed to be pretty interesting. So that's all I
Yeah,
have.
I hope that gets that declassified in my lifetime.
I think we are pretty jaded when it comes to things.
But here's an it's I it's like how much of a narcissist do you have to be to believe that we all can agree that space never ends? We all can agree that there is life in the form of bacteria on my Mountain Dew lid, but for some reason, once you get off this globe, life doesn't exist anywhere. It's a little narcissistic. I've always believed that we were God's beta. And he's since moved on. We're Windows 3.1. No, we're DOS. Okay. He's got Windows 12 running out there somewhere. And we're just making our way into fucking Windows 3.1 from DOS.
We're the neighborhood where people lock their doors when they fly
We're the Alabama of the cosmos.
by. Easy now.
Do you think we as Westerners have a bad built-in prejudice that third-party worlds are living in a permanent 1989? I'll give an example. So last week, they put out a second one since, but last week, the Iranian propaganda department or someone else put out the Lego video of Trump and it's anti-American propaganda. I showed that to two different people, which they both said Iran didn't make that, somebody else did, which is a very good possibility. But to say Iran didn't make that is like what? You think they're running Windows fucking 98? You don't think they have access to fucking all the same AI websites we do? And the person's like, well, it's in English and it's hip hop. It's like, exactly. That's how propaganda works. In World War II, Japan had a woman. I went blank. They call
Tokyo
her
Rose.
Tokyo Rose. She was an expat. She would talk shit. This goes out to all the boys off the coast of Guadalcanal. We see you out there. This will be the last time you ever hear this song. Give up now. And then they would play top 40 hits of their time. Germany did the same thing. They had that guy, some English chap, talking shit about the Allies. And then they would play hit songs. That's how propaganda works. It's not helpful if it's an Iranian and you're playing Iranian. No, you have to make it in English and music based off of the music of that era in order for people to watch it. But it's like it's almost like we had this predisposed thought, oh, that's Iran. Their technology's from 2002. They don't have the ability. No, they got some of their civilians may have old shit, but their government, they have Google, they have access to
Well,
ChatGPT and all the same bullshit we
let's.
do.
I mean, we. I don't know that we have an underinflated sense of everybody else, but I think we have an overinflated sense of ourselves.
I think too.
It's not like this is a video that's claimed to come out of the rainforest of Brazil, and even they have problems now with the internet. What was it like? Starlink showed up in like these Brazilian rainforests, and now the old elders are upset that their fucking dudes have like found porn within day one, and now none of them are wanting to hunt and garden. They're all in there watching porn, and they're like, we gotta get rid of the Starlink. Our young men are doing nothing but watching porn now. Like, welcome. They're having 2002 problems now on the Amazon because of Starlink.
I think some of that, when it comes to us having such a big head as Americans, when it comes to that, would be the media and the fact that we've been basically in war since what, 1980. And
Well,
everything that we've seen on the news has been, people walking around in, mud huts and stuff like that there in those countries like Afghanistan, Iraq, Iran,
yeah, and
Pakistan,
I would agree
places
with
like this,
you.
the richer cities and stuff like that, obviously they've got, high speed internet and, they've got, big beautiful buildings and stuff and whatnot,
And
but
I would agree with you if it wasn't for Ukraine. And you say, but you say, well, Ukraine's a Western, modernized Western. But the Ukraine had the drones, and now Iran are flying the same drones, right? So but then again, most people aren't paying attention. Most people
no.
aren't on my algorithm of space aliens and the lady.
Well, I mean, DJI probably delivers to Afghanistan and Ukraine and,
Well, they're going to have
everywhere,
to.
just like it does here. I mean,
Well, actually, no, they're going to deliver there more because the United States Congress has outlawed any new models. DJI cannot sell new models in the United States. They can only sell the existing current models. So all their new shit, they cannot sell in the United States, which is kind of bullshit because the reason the
why is
United,
that?
well, here's exactly why, which is why I say it's bullshit. DJI does something that a lot of the other drone companies do not do, and that was they wanted to make their drones quality and commercial. And the way to make a commercial was to make the FAA happy. So when you fly a DJI, it uses Google Maps and it's tied in with the flight, the airspace laws.
Yeah.
And so, for example, when I shot my video of my dad's house out off of Sanibel during a hurricane, and I went and got footage of the causeway, I could not fly over, I think, 89 feet because the FAA has air restrictions because I'm in the helicopter flight zone for a health park. So my drone physically cannot fly
higher than 30 feet or 50 feet in that area. But if you're one of these guys who homemade builds drones or use these cheap third-party drones, they can fly them where the fuck they want. Yeah. So because DJI was trying to make their shit commercial and to make the FAA happy, just like when I took my drone to with me on my cruise, I tried to fly it on one of the islands. It flew, said, nope, you're not allowed to fly here, and it landed. So because of that, the government's like, well, the DJI is a Chinese-based company. They have access. They're recording their flight paths. They know our airspace. And so they're using that as a form of spying, but which China probably is. I'm not saying they're not. But the irony is they're pissed off about the flight controls that prevent civilians from flying their product in restricted airspace, which is a good thing.
But well, maybe we should just get like weather balloons. Because yeah. Clearly nobody gives a shit how far you fly one of those across the country.
Yeah,
right. Unless you're Elsie Mitchell in her fucking Sunday school class in 1943 in Blythe, Iowa. Was it Iowa or Idaho?
I don't know.
Idaho. Blythe,
well, actually,
Idaho.
There was just one. It wasn't even that long ago that the same thing happened where they
Oregon.
Came along
I'm sorry.
And shot
that's your neck of the wood. Blythe, Oregon.
Yeah.
Not to cut you off.
Yeah.
The reason I bring up Elsie Mitchell and her Sunday school class were the only casualties on the continent of the United States during World War II mm-hmm. when a Japanese barrage balloon landed in Blythe, Oregon. And her husband, she was pregnant and had some of her Sunday school class. They were heading to church, but the road was blocked by a construction crew. And so this being the fucking 40s, no AC, that she to keep the kids occupied, they went for a walk in the woods. The kids found a fucking balloon. They went up and touched it, exploded, and killed like Elsie and like five of the kids. So, yeah, that's the only death that happened by enemy combatants on American soil during World War II was Elsie Mitchell and five Sunday school kids because of a weather balloon, pretty much.
Well, but there was one not too long ago where they were flying a weather balloon as a like middle school project or whatever, and they got shot down by a stinger.
That's expensive middle school project. Yeah. Speaking of middle school projects,
shit.
You know why it was so hard for Gen X to sign on to global warming and man-made pollution? What's the one thing we did every year in kindergarten that involved balloons and 3x5 flashcards, Morgan?
Oh, yeah. yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Once a year, every elementary school across the fucking nation got helium balloons, flashcards. You put the address of your school on it, and then all you assholes went out in the field and released them into the environment, with the goal being the kid who got the flashcard with the address returned from the furthest distance, meaning if you're in Kentucky and release it and someone found it 50 miles away and returned a postcard and you have the furthest, you would win a prize. But you're basically just releasing trash into the environment for years
killing
on end.
Killing dolphins and sea turtles and whales
thousands
and shit.
Thousands of fucking vinyl balloons just and paper and stringers just released into the wild across the nation. Yep.
Yeah, getting tangled up in power lines. And
mm-hmm. I'm sure the stuff here in Florida ended up in canals and mangrove bushes and in the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, just go home, watch a crying Indian talking about don't throw trash at your cars after you just got done releasing 2,000 balloons from your school into the fucking environment.
Did you know that guy was not an Indian?
Oh, who? Bleeding Eyes Cody? No, Iron Eyes Cody? No, he was a Dago like the rest of them back then. All the Indians in those 50s and 70s were either Jews or Italians.
Yeah.
Very few of them were Native Americans.
Wow.
Like all the Indians, like in the old spaghetti, not even, well, obviously the spaghetti western because they were shot in Italy, but even the ones in the United States, a lot of them were Italians and Jews because they have the Mediterranean skin. Yep.
Yeah.
Heaven forbid you hire some real, real indigenous people to play those roles. But yeah. You fellas have anything on your list? How was your new gig, Morgan?
Oh, man, it is so chill. I've
bigger
had
town or smaller town?
The town is bigger, The store is smaller. I have less employees, but I mean, it's like the first time in, a year and a half I haven't wanted to punch a baby. So,
All right.
it's always a good day when you finish the day without the desire to punch a baby. Yeah.
Fantastic.
How about you, Mike? You got any baby punching going on in your future?
I don't think so. Got a lot going on outside of work, so.
Did you guys ever get your miles in? I asked you to get in.
Yeah, I actually did.
Good.
Nope.
You're the one claiming on the last episode you need to start getting healthy.
Yeah,
I can tell you,
yeah.
go walk a mile. No, too hard. Woe is
So
me. Morgan's like, it once?
the
How are you going to do it, fella?
well, my thing is like the fortunate thing is the trash is a quarter of a mile away. So I just walk the loop four times
There you
and then
go.
I get my mile in.
Do
Most
you
of the
walk
time
it?
I'm holding a drink in one hand and a cigar in the other, but still counts, I guess.
Yep.
Yeah, I found that I was walking around the community here. Was more apt to want to do it if I had a cigar. And if I had my RC truck and I was driving it.
Well, I guess hypothetically, you don't inhale cigars. They don't have any caloric value to them. So do
Really.
you, boo-boo. As long as you're not consuming more calories than you're burning on your mile walk,
Yeah, that
go the light
is.
beer.
Yeah, I probably should do that. Drinking extra. That's not good.
This water.
Oh, Lord. I need a vacation. I haven't been on vacation in 10 years.
Don't you have, do you get paid vacation through your current employer? Well, take vacation, fool.
Yeah, but because construction slowed down for 2 years, all of my PTO that I was using or that I had, that I was acquiring, was getting used to make up for lost time.
Gotcha. Mine doesn't
So
roll over, and I actually got
ours
with
does.
mine doesn't. So I got with ChatGPT. I'm like, yo, I get 3 weeks a year, but I can't start taking them until you got to earn the time. So it's not like January 1st, you got 3 weeks. I'm like, but how do you do the math? And it basically said May, September, and the end of December. It's like, well, the end of December is around Christmas. Most places won't let you take off time on the holidays.
Yeah.
And basically says
So they don't.
your best bet is to save 1 week to chop up to use the sick days, and then use the other two, one in May and one in September, to do your yearly vacations.
Yeah.
What's the crazy thing is, this is my, on the 20th of this month is my 4th year. Next April will be my 5th year, and I get 4 weeks of vacation.
So they
So
don't front it to you and then you accrue it
he
over the
did.
course of the
He
year?
did. He did this year because I had, when I went to Texas, technically I hadn't accrued any vacation time yet, but because I never call in sick, and last year I didn't use up all my vacation days, good faith, he just preemptively used them. But yeah, so I don't know if I want to, because Carrie basically has, she only can, like, she's off this weekend for Easter break, and so I don't know if I want to take a full week off, or if I want to have a couple 4-day weekends and use them that way. But yeah, I got to figure out, I got 2 weeks to burn up before December.
Yeah.
So use ChatGPT and ask where you get the best bang for your buck, because I saw it somewhere where it outlines if you take this day and this day, you get like 6 days because of the long weekend or whatever.
Yeah, that it
Yeah.
did. It was like, take Fridays and do a Thursday, Friday, and a Monday, Tuesday, and have a longer, because you got the days and things like that. But yeah, I was thinking about maybe for content for the YouTube channel, I might start taking
a Friday off here or there and just drive to like little small towns in Florida and do like drone videos of them and shit like that, and do little small town Florida videos to put up, and, or
So
do
check out
fishing
this
stuff.
guy. It's called Sidetrack Adventures, and that's what he does out in California and Nevada.
I kind of got the idea
So,
from David Freiberger, because he goes on
oh
road
yeah.
trips, but different than Finnegan. He focuses on a lot of the rundown gas stations and shit like that. And then obviously I did the couple of videos I did in Kentucky, where I was, I did the Warsaw video, the Rabbit Hash video already, and all that. But yeah,
Yeah, Freiberger's videos are cool as shit, man.
Well, it's Friday. I got shit to do. And I'll talk to you all later. So thank you guys so much for hanging out for another episode of the What's in Your Head podcast. Please head over to youtube.com, click on What's in Your Head. We gotta get to 500 subscribers. We're at 178 or something like that. We need to get to 500, because that'll be the first milestone for the channel. So head over there and click on there and watch some of the old videos and some of the new videos. And please like, subscribe, share as a friend. Until next week, for myself, Mr. Mike Chicken Neck in the middle, and Morgan Long, we'll talk to you all next week. Stop recording on there. Stop recording on there.
This has been a Digital 410 production.